I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Taking a step back sure feels that way with COVID. So damn confusing. And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show. We've made it. It's Friday. Colin Dunlap alongside Jim Colony. Chris Mackey's on vacation. I'm actually working Monday. I figured this out. I didn't know if I was or if I was. I didn't know what the schedule was. I don't know when my off days are. It's summertime. But I am back on Monday. Jim Colony, he's here today. Kel Berger, he's been helping us out all week, been doing a splendid job, and he's producing back in our Green Tree Studios. I want to get right to something, but first, good morning to you, Jim. How is everything?
Colin, everything's fine. Everything's fine. A nice sunrise ahead.
I know, and that was one thing I wanted to get to. I went out on the front porch. I was contemplating doing the show from the front porch today. First of all, I went out, and it's already, you could tell it's just going to be steamy today. There's like this orange glow coming over my neighbor's house, my buddy Evan across the street. It's like this orangish glow. But then I started thinking, do I want my neighbors hearing me talking this loud outside at 5:42 in the morning? And also, there's a little bit of construction down at the end of the street, and they come all the way up to turn around where I am, and I don't know if I want that over the air. So I thought the better of it when I was out there, but I'd love to be outside this morning having coffee and doing that kind of stuff, but maybe I'll wait. But here's what I wanted to get to. I saw you, you know, and you've talked about your affinity for this on Twitter before. I saw you had a little interaction with your friend Rex Chapman on Twitter and Frank Caliendo yesterday.
I saw that.
Is that much like, well, first of all, we'll describe the interaction, but second of all, is that much like the rest of the country, one of your favorite pooling or gathering or one of your favorite sites, Rex Chapman, or your favorite Twitter handles?
Yeah, Rex Chapman is one of them. Club Pro Guy is another. Mm-hmm. Super 70 Sports. Is another. And then there's a new one that's come out, Room Raider, where the guy puts up screenshots of people doing appearances on TV from their homes, and then he rates the background of what it is, like if they've got, you know, some rooms are prison rooms, he calls them hostage videos. Because it looks like, you know, there's just like a blank wall behind somebody. So Room Raider, that's a pretty good one, too. And, of course, I follow the Fan Morning Show Twitter account.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, you don't just – you are the guy that whose follow-to-follower ratio is all skewed, but you don't have the heart to unfollow people. I've often told you that.
Yeah, there's a couple of people. In fact, I'm going to go unfollow a guy right now.
You've got too many people you follow, and your Twitter feed gets jammed up, and then you don't find the real news because you have to sift through all the nonsense.
That is true. So let's unfollow this guy here. Russell.
Well, anyway, back to Rex Chapman. What you had commented on was this osprey or this eagle or something.
I think it was an
diving
osprey.
Down. What was it?
I think it was an osprey. Yeah.
Okay, an osprey. So you commented on this, and you know whose mascot is the Osprey, by the way? Ozzy the Osprey.
Gulf Coast, right?
No. Ozzy the Osprey is our friend
Matt
Driscoll at UNF.
Okay, North Florida. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I knew that.
If I'm not mistaken.
They're not dudes. They're ballers.
They're ballers. I think the guy's named Ozzy the Osprey, by the way. when I stopped there one time when I was covering the Gator Bowl, and Driscoll gave me this big sort of speech on Ozzy the Osprey and how it came to be and the fictitious character, although he wasn't fictitious. It was this guy in this suit and everything. It was a great thing. As we were driving around in a golf cart on campus, it was
that's
amazing.
That's big time.
It was big time. Anyway, so this Rex Chapman video is this Osprey diving down and getting this baby shark, and then it was flopping in its mouth as it's soaring high above the sea, kind of the ocean somewhere. But they don't show it diving down and getting; they just show it gliding above the beach. And so that's the video everybody's commenting on. That's the hot. Kind of the video on YouTube, or excuse me, on Twitter yesterday. It went viral. It was a big thing yesterday. What did you think of that video?
I looked at it. First of all, it was amazing. And it was so amazing that I thought somehow that it was fake. That maybe it wasn't even a, because now an osprey is a big bird. It's a, what are they, like eagle, falcon, what's that species or that line of birds, whatever. Raptor. Thank you very much, Kale. I'm thinking, man, this is too big. Is this like a fake thing or whatever? And is that a, you know, and people were making comparisons to the movie Sharknado, which I thought was pretty funny. But it looked legit. But I was thinking the people that recorded this, was that with a drone? Was somebody
right.
parasailing?
I think it was somebody in a hotel above it. I don't know, but was it following along with the? See, I'm questioning the authenticity of it as I was watching it. But then, you couldn't fake that. So
and obviously, you wouldn't be. I mean, unless it would be an amazing coincidence if somehow somebody said, oh, man, look at this osprey. And then all of a sudden it goes down, dives into the Atlantic Ocean and pulls out a baby shark. If you were fortunate enough to time that, you know, that would have been unbelievable. But
well,
as
told
it was
on Myrtle Beach, but it doesn't show it grabbing the shark. It just shows it flying through the air with the shark.
Yes. And the shark trying to get away.
Wouldn't you?
That's the talons of that bird. You know, because even a baby shark, I mean, how much is that weigh? I keep going to keep saying that, so you keep singing it. But what does it weigh, like 30 or 40 pounds at least?
Has to.
50?
Yeah.
And osprey nets, have you ever seen one? A nest?
No, tell me about them. Tell me about them.
They're huge. No, they're huge. And because they have, in fact, they have... I don't know if they have ospreys in Bradenton. They must be around there because there's actually a town in Florida called Osprey, which is just south of Sarasota.
Yes.
And didn't the osprey eat like a? Don't they have nests in the lights at Leecom?
I don't know about this or not. I don't know. Osprey.
I'd have to ask Potash.
It's by like Northport, right? Like that town.
Yeah, we'll go Sarasota, Osprey, Nokomis, Venice, in that order.
Yeah.
Down Route 41.
Yeah. Okay. I know right where it is, yes. Down there by Sarasota
assume,
Springs, kind of.
That you would assume that there are ospreys in Osprey. They're huge birds. They have huge nests. Can you imagine,
there's no
like,
beaches in Beachview, though, but continue.
That's a good point. You imagine that when that osprey went back home with a treat for the kids, my goodness.
Oh,
talk about
yeah, it was a
feast.
Big to-do. Big
yeah,
to-do.
Yeah, you would think.
Do you think there's – now, what I need – because I was watching this, and we're describing this Twitter video that went viral of the osprey grabbing the shark. We need the – what if – you know what would have been really something? If the osprey would have shown up on the Hayes Eagle cam out of nowhere.
Well, it's funny you should mention that because I'm going for that right now to see what they're up to. Because the last time we saw them, they were eating a fish.
Now, what did you think of, and as I started dissecting the Hayes Eagle cam, when we talked about that last week or the week before or whatever, as they were eating a fish, then I started to go down a wormhole where I did not know this. I was in the dark about this. Apparently, like a year ago, it was a big deal, and it was like, it was big, a big to-do, and people didn't know what side to fall on this and how to handle it. I guess the Hayes Eagle brought a cat home, right? Okay. And they started to divvy it up and eat it. Now, I don't know if it was dead when they caught it, if it was alive and they killed it. Nonetheless, the Hayes Eagle, the main eagle, the head honcho, brought a cat back to the nest. And people complained that they should. And then I went to one video. I can't make this up. It was on YouTube. They had the cat with a squiggly out face, so you couldn't
identify it.
It was a homicide victim on the news that you would see like at a murder scene or something. Is that too much?
I think so.
I don't mean to laugh.
Well, I don't either. But well, what difference does it make? The cat is either dead or gonna be. So there's nothing you could do about it.
Because I went to investigate on the internet, because I guess people were in an uproar. They're like, you've got to turn that camera off. You've got to turn it off. That's a cat. It was somebody's pet. Well, it shouldn't have ran out in front of that car or however, you know, or maybe it maybe it had a heart attack. You don't know, you know, maybe
it certainly did when the Eagles grabbed it.
Yeah.
No, isn't that just the laws of nature? I mean, I understand that.
Circle of life, right?
Yes. Yeah. And maybe they were wild, or what do they call them? Feral cats? Like maybe it wasn't a house pet.
The feral cats, they play Sharon, but that game's canceled because of COVID, I think.
COVID.
Big District 10 matchup.
I think Jeff Hathorn played against those guys back in the day.
Yeah, Sharpsville, Brian Brush. Yeah. Anyway, Brock Generalovich or whoever. And we're off the rails today, and I love it. But anyway, no, so should they have shown the cat video on the Hayes Eagles cam or not? I'm all for it. I mean, it is what it is. Because they show squirrels or they show a mouse. Right? So does the mouse family not have the same feelings as the cat family?
The old cat and mouse game, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's a circle of life or death. I'm on the Hayes Eagle cam right now, and it's in nighttime mode, so you can't really see anything.
Oh, well, it should be, sun's up at my house. I don't
know
that far.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't like this Hayes Eagle cam. I might try another one.
No. What about there has to be an Osprey cam somewhere. Type Osprey cam in Google and see what you get.
Remember those falcons, right?
Yes. Peregrine falcons or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not. They're at Pitt, right?
Chesapeake Osprey cam.
Oh, Chesapeake Osprey cam.
And the sun's definitely
sharp
up over there.
Yeah, he's awake?
I don't know. We're getting there.
Cut. Man, this is our new thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's
what are they doing?
We're live and local.
You are looking live.
There's an Osprey. That's an Osprey nest on Kent Island, which is Maryland. Like you go to Ocean City, don't you drive over Kent Island? I believe you do.
You do? Kent Island, Maryland? So. Never. Yeah. So you're telling me it's on the Eastern Shore?
Yes. There's it's in the middle of the bay. This Osprey is like nesting and kind of looking around for a victim. That's what it appears to me. But you can see how big this nest is.
Kale tells me there's a better Osprey cam. Where is this, Kale?
I found one a little more local. Butler County has an Osprey cam from Moraine State Park.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a live stream available from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily, ending on September 17th every year.
Gotcha. These Ospreys, they're in a union. They're only working 12 hours a day, Jim.
Must not be in our union.
They're in SAG-AFTRA with us, I think.
Yeah.
They get the clams put on them.
Are they working weekends, too?
No, I don't know. For now, they've got to work weekend shifts.
Okay.
Oh,
but,
man.
No, I'm
doing a show
stick
tomorrow
with the Kent Island Osprey because it's daytime there. And they're
these Moraine State Park, though. The Moraine State Park ones are free to kind of roam about because they don't live in Allegheny County, so they're good. They're Butler County.
You don't have to wear masks.
No, they're going to restaurants and stuff all weekend. It's good. Anyway, speaking of that, Rich Fitzgerald, 8:30. Allegheny County executive going to join me. Talk about sports in the COVID era in Allegheny County. Going to talk to Rich. Rich got a tough job. You know, honestly, I know he gets a lot of heat and this and that, but, you know, caught up with him yesterday, texted him, asked if he'd come on. I want him to explain how this is all going to happen. Youth sports, college sports, professional sports. Are we going to make this happen this year? And Rich is going to join us at 8:30, and I think it'll be fascinating. In this time. And I know, like, politics aside, people have different politics. They're mad at this person. They're mad at this person. They do this on party lines. Jim, I don't know how you feel, but from a just a personal standpoint, every interaction I've ever had with Rich, he's been a very nice person to me. So,
oh, absolutely. No, it's always fun when he comes by the station. He's always, he's a sports fan. He's like the rest of us, and which is why I was my next question to you is going to be, okay, you're going to ask him about this, and then how long is it going to be before he asks you about Ben's elbow?
Ben's elbow, which is the first thing he asked about when I saw him not too long ago. Anyway, so Rich Fitzgerald, 8:30. We get into that. We get into some NFL schedule stuff. Wait to hear our breakfast bite because more people on this ridiculous train about the Cleveland Browns that I just can't figure out. We do take it or leave it. There's lots to talk about. We get right to it. Osprey cams all day. We'll be looking at them. Don't mind us if we're not paying attention to you. Good morning to you. It's a Fan Morning Show.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.